We are on Daf, let us start from Daf Yud Omed Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Tani Levi Mavui Shorochav Esrei Mama. A Mavui that is 20 Amis wide. So we have a problem. You cannot be misakin the Mavui till you make the Ruach Adi, a Pesach out of it. And till 10 amis, it has a teres pirze. And this is 20 amis wide. So Levi said, an eitz noyitz kone beemtze isoy. So you take a thin pole, and you put it in the emtzois hamovui. That is page 21, picture 122. So you take a pole, and you put it beemtzois hamovui. So by doing that, you're mavdil the pirtze. So now you have less than 10 amas on one side, less than 10 amas on the other side. So you have one mavui with two psochim. You'll still need a tikkun. You'll still need a lechi or a koire. But al kolponim, you were mesakin, we're misakin, it's ois pirtze. You don't have a pirtze of yes or meyes or that a kaira or lechi doesn't help. You divided the pirtze and you have now two psochim. V'dayoy, and this is sufficient. Hutani lo, Levi said over this baraisa, v'oma lo, da'ena lochi ka'isa mishneh. We don't paskin like this. So Rashi says, ena lochi ka'isa mishneh, the osi avire da haigise, umevata leilikone. That since there is avir surrounding, there's pirtzes surrounding both sides of the kone, so it is mevata the kone, so the kone is commandalese, so it's commandalese, we're back again with a pirtze that is rochevesre. Ike da amri omar shmu mishmei da levi, Ein aloche ka'isa mishnah. Ela heicha of it. So what does one do if you have a pirtze, which is esrim amen the ruach abi? Omar Shmuel b'mishmei de Levi. So Shmuel says, oise pas govoya asor. You take a pas that is 10 tvachim tall. B'meshech arba amos. And it is 4 ames long, umamidai leolkai shel mavui. And you'll put this in the oirech of the mavui. And this is picture 123. That in the beginning of the mavui, you take this past taladamis, which is 10 tvachim high, and you put this in the middle of the mavui. So what do we accomplish? Let us see Rashi. Umamidai leolkai shel mavui. Be'emtza ha-Pesach, in the middle of the Pesach. The kivin, the ike, hechshe mavui, be'orkoi shel pas. Since this pas is dalet amis, and this is the minimum shear of a mavui, so this is a minimum shear of a mavui, have lohu kishtei mevois. So memele, so this makes that it becomes two mevois. Ve'nase, HaPesach ha'echad l'movi zev, HaPesach ha'sheni l'movi ha'sheni. We have two mevois and two psochim. And each mevoi is less than 10 amis. And then we'll make a tikkui of a lechi or a koire. Iskan shoyel ha'ben, why don't you say here also the same lomdis of osi avire da'hai gise mevatoloi. That's sicher, you have here more avir than the mechitz over here. So this kasha the Rishayim ask. The Rashba says on this kasha two terutzim. One terutz the Rashba says, kiven the pas ze havi koisel hamovi. This pas becomes now a wall of a movi. We just made now two mevois over here. And this is the middle wall of the movi. Sulaim mevatel machmas avira da haigise. a wall of a mavui will not become bottle of al saviret b'haygise. A saviret b'haygise, you put a kone in the middle, the kone doesn't have any chshivas b'fnei atzmoi, so then there's a halach of osi aviret b'haygise. But if you have a wall of a mavui, a wall of a mavui will not become bottle. Inami, a second teretz, ba'avir sha'achirei ha'pas, the Avir on the other side of the pass, if we look at picture 123, so what was the kasha? That the Avir on the right side of the pass and the Avir on the left side of the pass should be mevatel the pass. So the Rashba says, Avir shel achirei apas, Avir shel movui acheru. This is an Avir of a different movui. Vein avir shel morvi acher choshev legabi didei levatel yosei. An avir of a different movi should be mevatel the koisel of this movi sa'al bit nishtazay. Al kaponim, according to these two terutzim that the Rashba says, we'll understand the Chazanish is medayik from the Gemara. It seems that the only way you could be misakin with this pass, which is Dalet Amis, is by putting it in the length of the Mavui, creating two Mavois, and Mamela, which each one has a Pesach of less than 10 Amis, and Farti. Chazani says, let's take this pass Dalet and put it the Reichiv of the Mavui. Instead of putting it the length, let's put it the Reichiv of the Mavui. So if you put it, the reichiv of the movi in the middle, so there's 16 amis left over, so you'll have 8 amis on one side and 8 amis on the other side, which doesn't have a teiris pirtze. Why don't you say that? So the chazani says, then you'll say, osavira mahaygise, mahaygise, mevatalei. Then you will be mevatal this pas dalet. And L'cheira, with this Rashba, it's very understandable. This, if it's a Koysel HaMovui, this is the Koysel HaOruch of the Movui, it's a Mamela, or it's a Movui Achrine. Movui, it won't become a Movui Achrine. The only thing you could accomplish, you can make two Psochim to one Movui. That, according to the Chazanis Kasha, if you'll take the Pasdalet and put it B'Roichiv HaMovui, so then you'll have one Movui with two Psochim. So then you'll talk, you say, that's what the Chazanish answers. Then you'll say, Ose Avira Mahagise, Mahagise, Mavatalei. According to the Rashba, it's Gevaldik. And let's divide, learn according to the Rashba. Let us see Taisvis. I say, Pas Gavoya Asoro Bemeshech Daladamas. Frek Taisvis. Or Taisvis Cheshbits. I Iko Meirosh HaPas Shel tzad pnim ada koisel emtsoi shel mavui yoiser mi esa. Now Taisva says we have over here this mavui. Look, let's look and study picture 123 and 124. If we will measure the distance from the end of the pass, which is Dalet Amis, and we'll measure the distance from the end of this pass till the end of the mavui. And Taisva says, if we will assume, the Iko, Mei Roisha Pas, Shel Tzad Pnim, Ada Koyselem Tzoy Shel Movui, Yoyser Mi Esa, more than 10 Amits, Tzorch Lemovui Zeh, Tzuras HaPesach. So then this Movui will need a Tzuras HaPesach, Da Havi Kim Movui Oku, because then it is equivalent to a mavui oku. Now, before we go further in Taisus, let us understand what Taisus is what is bothering Taisus. Taisus holds, if we will assume that these are two mevois and there are two psochim, so Taisus is ma'irer that the a person, let's say, will enter the mavui at the right side, and then there's a space, yeser mi eser, which has a din pirtze, then he'll go out on the other side, So that is like above a yokum, just like you have here in picture 125. In picture 125, we have the bakanta tzir of movi oku, that you have, that when one goes in, so since it's porutz to the other movi, that is pasuach l'rshus harabim, so we paskin that you have to make a tikkun, where this aleph is, you'll have to make a tikkun, you have to make a tzuras ha-pesach over there, that is a movi oku. That means that by the two psochim of the movu, you enter from the Rishus HaRabim. You could enter from the other side of Rishus HaRabim. And one movu is mefulish to the other movu, b'moki mo'akmimus, in the place of this aleph is. So we learned, according to Shitas Rashi, that you have to make, let's say in picture 125, where the aleph is, you'll make a tzuras ha-pesach. In the beginning of each movu, you'll make a lechi. Or a koyre. That is Shitas Rashi. Let us go to Vowel with Shitas Rashi. So Memela, so Taisvis asks, in this case that you made this pas dalit, b'oirech hamovi, so we now created two mevois. So we have two mevois, amafuloshes zeloze. So Memela, too, that's the din of a movi okum, that there's two knises, and one is mefulish to the other. So lemaisa, so it has the din of a movi a mefulish l'shus harabim, that you need a tikkun of a lechi in a tzuras ha-pesach. So you make the tzuras ha-pesach b'moki makmimus. And this is picture 124. So if there is eser ames, if there is more than eser ames, which has a teiris pirtza, fill according to Shmuel, so memela you'll have one movi which is mefulish to the second movi. So you'll need a tikkun of a tzuras ha-pesach b'moki makmimus and the moki mapilush. That's what Taisvis is saying. So let us see Nachmo the Ivran Taisvis. Iika me roish ha-pas, if from the roish ha-pas shel tzad pnim, roish ha-pas, which is facing the inside of the movui, ad ha-koisel emtsoi shel movui, till the kaisel emtsoi of the movi, there'll be yoisel mi esa, if there'll be yoisel mi esa, tzorech lemovi zeh, tzuras ha-pesach, and the movi will need a tzuras ha-pesach, like in picture 124. Before we go further, let me just tell you a ha-ore of the Svas Emes, they bring the Miri also says the same ha-ore, the Svas Emes says as follows, we had here a movi, before we put in this pas dalet, so we had a movui, that the reichev of the movui was 20 amis. Now, if the reichev of the movui was 20 amis, so we have a klal that a movui is only niter if olko yeser al rochboi. So the oirech of the movui has to be more than 20 amis. So the oirech was 21 amis. So now what is Taisvis being mefalpul? Now we put the pas dalet amis. So the pas dalet amis, and if the oirech is 21 amis, so what is Taisvis clearing? If there are 10 amis, if there's more than 10 amis, if there's not than 10 amis. In fact, this last amis is even more than 10 amis. You took away 4 amis, so there's 17 amis left. What is the pilpul over here? Taisvis is saying, if it is that way, we'll have to put a tzuras ha-pesach. It sure is that way. Between you and me, it's not too gefährlich, the kasha. Yes, kasha and Taisvis. I mean, when you make the pas dalet, so now after the pas dalet, you have two mevois. After the pas dalet, you have two mevois, and each mevois has a reichev of 10 amas. A little less than 10 amas. Because the pas dalet also takes some place, takes up some space. So after the pas dalet, you have two mevois with a reichev of a little less than 10 amas. So memele, to make two kosher mevois, you just need that the oirech should be 10 amas. Fashtetzer, before the pas dalet, this mevois had problems. He had more problems than one. It had a problem, there was the esrim. It had a problem, it was rochboi yeser alokai. But who has to worry about all the problems before you misaken them? That was a problematic movie. But with the pas dalet, we solve all our problems. With the pas dalet, now we have that there's two mevois, which the reichiv is a little less than 10 amis already. So the Oirich could be 10 Amis. So Memele, then there's no problems whatsoever. With this Pasdalet, this is a Tikkun HaKloli. We took care of the Pirtze that was Yeser Meyeserim, and we made sure that it's Olko Yeser HaRochba. It could be 10 Amis from the end of the Pasdalet, and it'll be Shalom Al Yisrael. That's if it's talking like that. So therefore, Taisvis, when Taisvis said this Cheshben, Taisvis said it very edle. Iiko Meyrosh HaPas. If it is that way, if there's more than that, it doesn't have to be like that. Then you'll need a tzuras ha-pesach. Then it's the equivalent of davim okum. Va'aval gav dalibe dishmul kaimina. In fact, tachtaisis, what is the problem? Where this whole Gemara is Omar Shmuel Mishmei the Levi. Shmuel holds a Movi Okum doesn't need a tikkun. Aba Kedefrishis Lael Legabe Lael Gabe Ibiyesa Miyesa Baha Lema Shmuel Terose Kisosum Da Psiches Akmumiskoi. Taisu said before Al Koponim. There's a pilza, yes, a miyesa, according to Shmuel, you'll need a tikkun in the Akmimus. So memele, so you'll need a tzuras ha-pesach there. That's all what Taisvus is saying. The Ritzva Pirish, it's a very big doichik. The Rishonim don't like this, and the Svasemus is Moira, but that's Mir. One of the Rishonim is also Moira this. Could be the Rashba, the Ritva's Moira this. I mean, if you end up with a Tzuras HaPesach already, so the whole problem is ridiculous. Why do you need a Pasdalet? If you need a Tzuras HaPesach to then, make the whole thing a Tzuras HaPesach. Why do you need a Pasdalet? The string you need, and the Kon Al Gabov you need, and the Tzuras HaPesach Saivis. So make a Tzuras HaPesach and divide the whole Mavui. Why do you need a Pasdalet? That means if you need a Pasdalet plus a Tzuras HaPesach, so then why you have to speak about a Pasdalet? L'chayre, the Lomdus is with a Pasdalet, it's Mesukin Legamri. It is a Psadoichik to say that there's a Pasdalet plus a Tzuras HaPesach. But Taisi says you have to say like that. The Ritzva Perish. And this is a Yesodistik Ritzva that all the Rishonim bring down this Ritzva. That the Kashe finds sich nicht on. Why? The hocha afilu b'yeser m'yeser. Afilu you'll have more than 10 amis. Loi mikri mefulish. This is not considered a movi mefulish. A movi mefulish is a picture 125. That's a movi mefulish. You go in one side, you go out the other side, and it's called mefulish. So this movi is called mefulish to the other Rishus Rabban because that's the oifen ahiluch. Zokteritz vedeki v'ndishnei ha-psochim l'shus ha-rabim echon. Since these both psochim, let us look again at picture 123. Picture 123, we have now two mevois. Now these two mevois, we have two psochim, one on the right and one on the left. Now these two psochim open up to the same mevoi. V'oimed bePesach Zev, a person is standing on the right side of the Movui. V'oimed bePesach Zev, lo yisavev, lo v'yisavev apas lePesach Acher. So if he wants to go to the other side, you don't have to go this way. You just go. You walk straight ahead. If he wants to go to the other Pesach, he doesn't have to go into the Movui and all around and then go end up on the other side. He walks straight ahead. So memele, this is not an oifen ahiluch. Avo b'movoi okum, yesh b'shnei rosher b'chol tzad rishus harabim. In the movoi okum, but in picture 125, you have two rishus harabims over there. So there is a cheshbin that's a loinzech apsamol to go into one movoi and end out by the other movoi. You'll get to that second rishus harabim. And you'll avoid the traffic of these two rishus harabims. So there is such a mahal, so that's called mefulish. So you have to make a tikkun. Vayim bePesach Zeh Lishav Lo Misav Pas LePesach Ach. Avo B'Moviyokim Yesh B'Shnei Roshim B'Chol Tzad Rishus Harabim. O Gilis Leilech Derech Movoi Mitzad Zeh Letzad Zeh Acher. B'Shem Hochi Havi Mefulish. Let us look at the Gils of the Maram. O Movoi Okum Kemin Ches. That's Rechu Delosis. We heard before, that's how Rashi had learned Pshat in the Gemara, this is on Davova Medbeis. We have Rashi's picture over there. There we had a Mavui, Okum, Kemin, Ches. And there we were Matzrich, Dloseis, and the Mokim, Akmimus. And so there you see, even though both Stodim are Pasuach, Lushusarab. Both Stodim are Pasuach, Lushusarab. So Memele, that's picture 48, Ahum Mavui. So Luchayre, both of them are open to one Rishus Arab. And there we were Matzrich Shteid Losses. So Memele, so you see, you don't say this Lomdus. If you want to go from one Pesach, you go straight ahead to the other Pesach. You don't walk all the way around. So that's, let's see the Girsa. Umavui, Okum, kemin ches, that's a chud losses, lehavi pasuach b'shnei psochim l'shusarab mechel. It is not speaking about the way Rashi learns that it was pasuach to the same l'shusarab. Now what is it speaking? So for practical purposes, let's see at picture 127. 127 is the Chazanish's picture. So 127, it's take like a ches, but the l'shusarabim does not runs parallel with the Erech HaMavui. That is picture 127. So there, it's not pshat is that you have a Rishus HaRabim running perpendicular to the two Roshei HaMavui. If it would be that way, so then we have the Ritzvah's Lomdus. So that then a person will not go into the Mavui and go all around to end up on the other side if it's the same Rishus HaRabim. So he says, you have two Rishus HaRabim. And the Rishus HaRabim were running parallel to the Mavui. So there, that's how the case was over there. So there you have a Mavui that's doimit to a Ches, but there's two Rishus HaRabim. So that's called a Mavui Mefulish. And there you need two Dloses in the Mokim Ha'ikum. But our Gemara, that the two Psochim open up to the same Rishus HaRabim, this is not necessary. Maybe we could learn that Gemara Bechlal isn't speaking about Kemin Ches. We had the Mefulish Meshosh Luches Ube'emtza Okum Kepei Rishri. This was picture 87 on page 8. This was a Mahalach that the Taisa said, you don't have to say Bechlal is speaking about the way Rashi says Kemin Ches. It's speaking about in such a case. No, in such a case, it's doch gewaldikut, you have, there it's pasuch the three Rishus HaRabims. So there you need losses. But al kaponim, in Taisus wants to say, a mavui kemin ches, that's the ritzvah's chiddish, that is pasuach to one Rishus HaRabim, it is at all not necessary to have a tikkun of a tzuras HaPesach. That is one mahalach. How to be misakin a mavui that has a pilza of esrei, beruach chavis. Inami, I'll tell you another eitzah. Kid Rav Yehuda, the Omer Rav Yehuda, mavui shehu rochov chomesh esrei ame. We're speaking about 20. He's speaking about 15. So we'll adjust Rav Yehuda's eitzahs to 20 in a minute. But let's first see what Rav Yehuda said. Rav Yehuda said, a mavui that is rochel 15 amis. So you do as follows. So you have 5 extra amis. Malchik shtei amis. You are malchik shtei amis. The oise pas sholeish amis. And you make a pas sholeish amis. Let us see picture 128. So 128, you have your malchik 2 amis. You make a pas gimel amis. So now you have 5, so that you have 5 amos which are sosum. You have 5 amos which are sosum. So then you have left over a Pesach of 10 amos, and then you'll make a lechi or a kaira. So memela, let us see what Rashi says. Machik shte amos mina kaisel. Umaschil lase shom pas. So you make a pas over there, after the 2 amos. But you say you sholish amis. You make it sholish amis. Lista ima pesach. That's lista ma pirtze mistome. That V'nimtzu chamesh ames, eilu stumes. So now these five ames are sosu. Shepirza shtei ha'amois niteres bo'oimed meruba alayim. The pirza of shtei amois on the, which is on the left side of the movie, the way we have in the picture. So that is nistam alts oimed meruba. So memele, that was the eitz of Rabbi Yehuda. Zot Rashi, so if we have a movie of 20 ames, ve'eched avaroichev chof, Yasekain Aflitzad Hasheni. So you'll duplicate this procedure on the other side. That what? That you'll make five on one side, five on the other side, and you have ten in the middle. Or Yase Pash Sheishamai. So you can do it all on one side. V'yachik Daladamis. V'nitar Tzidei Echad. So that is the eight, what you can do. And this is picture 130, 129. Rashi has here, that's these two eights what to do, either to make a pirza of two and a pas gimel on both sides, or you'll make a pirza of four and a pas of sheish on one side. Before we go further, let us see Tosfos. Va'oise pas sholesh ames. V'tzorich lechi acher. So Taisa says, after this pass of Sholesh Amis, let us look again at picture 10. So Taisa says, V'tzorich lechir acher. Now, in this Pirze, now we have left over a Pesach of 10 Amis. So in the Pesach of 10 Amis, here's the lechi, tzorich lechir acher. The high pass loy mahani. So now Taisa is asking a kasha. Taisus is asking, why do you need a lechi acher? Let us make from this pass. Let us make this a lechi. Let us make the pass a lechi. So why do you need a lechi acher? So Taisus says, now before we go further, lechayre Taisus kasha is a pella. Taisus is going to say a teretz, which we have to understand the teretz, but let's understand the kasha. Taisvah says, let's make this pass a lechi. Fine. But lechayre, the lechi has to be in the Pesach of Yud. We made here a Pesach of Yud. After the pass, Gimel, and the Pirza of Beis. So now we have a Pesach of Yud. In this Pesach, you need a lechi. You don't have anything in this Pesach. So if it's a lechi, it's out of the Pesach. You have to make the lechi in the Pesach Yud. So the Le'arabin, Simin Shin Samach Gimel, thinks Sif Lamed Balad, and he brings some Davoides HaKadosh, he doesn't understand Taisvus Kasha. Yizichya need that the Lechi should be in, the Lechi should be in the Pesach, and first you have a Pesach of Yud, now you need a Lechi there, you need a Tikkun in the Pesach. So we have to understand Taisvus Kasha. Let's use this for a lechi. So Taisvus says a very interesting teretz. Since this pas gimel, this pas of gimel ames, is muflig min hakoysel three tfochim, there's a halacha that the lechi has to be toich gimel to the koysel amovoy. And this is further away from Gimel, this is more than Gimel Tfachim from the Kaisel Hamovi, so you can't use this for Lechi. The Gemara says later, the Kaisel has to be, the Lechi has to be Teich Gimel to the Kaisel Hamovi. So the Magen Avraham brings down the Shilti Agiboyrim, the reason has to be Teich Gimel to the Kaisel Amovoi is because else you can say Ose Avira Mahagise Mavatalei. Because you can have a Lechi that is a Kolshu. So if it's Teich Gimel to the Kaisel Amovoi, so you have a Lechi Gimel. If it's more than Gimel, so you say Ose Avira Mahagise Mavatalei. Masha'en came over here you have a Pas Gimel. And you have oimid meruba laporet, so you have already a steam of hay, so what's the shlech though? You have your oimid meruba laporet. So what's wrong? Why do you need teich gimel? This whole thing is a din of nistam. The whole thing is a din of nistam. Toishus is very schwer to understand. You need it. You need toich. It's not toich gimel. Yeah, the whole thing is sosum. The pirtz is also sosum because oimet meruba la porutz is nidin koimet. So the Eliyorabe seems to mention a svar in the Svasemis. It would seem that's also toishus svar. That means Be'emesin pshat is like this. If you want to use the lomdus of oimed meruba ala poritz, so then you're making it koisel. So this is the koisel amovi. If this is koisel amovi, so then it can't be a lechi. You can't make a lechi a koisel. Now, al kochoch, I mean, that is up as the lomdus of toisis. So in order to be done that this is not koisel, that this is lechi, so you have to say, so then you can't use the lomdus of oimed meruba ala porutz. If you can't lose the yomdus of oimed meruba ala porutz, so memela, so then it's not tweet, it's then als lechi, it has to be teich gimel to the koisel amovi. That means the Taisus is saying, oimed meruba ala porutz is only a lomdus if you're saying that this is considered as a koisel of the movi, beruach avi. You'll say oimed meruba ala porutz, and the whole mokim is nistam. So if it's movi, it can't be lechi. Movi is a mechayev, lechi is a poita. So the Taisus says, let it not be movi, let it be lechi. So Taisus says, lechi it can be. Because lechi, it is gimel tvochim away from the kaisel amovi. It is more than gimel tvochim away from the kaisel amovi, and the lechi has to be teich gimel. Let us stop here because this is going on the Gemara further. The Taisus continues. Al koponim, so the Gemara says an eitze, that is another eitze. There's an eitze, you could be maktin the pirza of Esrim by making two stimis, or by further the Rabbi's members by 15, so you make a pirza of two, a pas of three, and you have oimed meruba ala poritz, and then you have a pesach of 10, and then you make there a lechi, okay. Frag the Gemara, why did Rabbi Yehuda say, you take a pas gimel, and you leave first a pirza of beis, and then you take a pas gimel. Let's do this in a different oifen. Yase pas amo umachza. Let us take a pas amo umachza. V'yalchik shtei amis, and let him be malchik shtei amis. V'yase pas amo umachza. So let us see picture 131. He says, the Gemara's kasha is, why do you need a pas gimel? Let's make it this way. Let's take a pas amo machze, and then we'll have with the same pirze of shtayim. Now we have nochemol a pas amo machze. Now, to appreciate the Gemara's kasha, he says, the Gemara and the kasha held, what's the kasha? Before we had oimed meruba ala poritz. If you have a pas gimel and a pirza of shtayim, so you have oimed meruba ala poritz. Here, l'chayri, you have poritz meruba ala oimed. Now, the Gemara held, no, you could say, you also have oimed meruba ala poritz. If you'll be mitzaref, the oimed mi beis hatzdodim, if you'll be mitzarev the oimed mi beis hatzdodim, see, weiter, you have three, so you have an oimed of three. Let us look at this area. What do you have? You have an oimed of three and a pirtz of two. So why do you need dafke? A pas gimel, you could have your gimel broken up in two pasim each of an ame or mechze, and you'll also have your oimed meruba ala poritz. And since Rabbi Yehuda did not say this eitze, is a psaraye that you don't say oimed meruba ala poritz mishnei tzdodim has a din oimed. That's what would it seem. That's why Rabbi Yehuda was madgish. You have to have a pass of you have to have a pass of gimel ames. You can't have a pass of an ame and a half and an ame and a half, because then the oimed meruba ala poritz is only to a tziruf of tzvei tzdodim. Let us see the Gemara. V'yase pas amo machze. So since we don't do this, is a raya oimed meruba la porots mishteiruche is lehavi oimed. Is that true? So the Gemara says no. La oila meimelacha havi oimed. In the din of oimed meruba la porots, you can be mitzarev the oimed from tutzpod. Yeah. Vishani hoche. And let's take a moshul. But we will say like that. Let us say, if you have a koisel, you have a koisel, and there is a pirze of two in the middle, and you have on each side, the whole, let's say the whole opening is five amas, and you want to be soisim that ruach, so you'll have an oimed of 1.5 on one side, 1.5 on the other side, that is the whole Eirech HaKoysel, and you'll have two Amis in the middle, then Taka, you will say, Oymid Meruba LaPoritz, even though the whole Oymid Meruba LaPoritz is made in Mitzarev the two Oymidim, that's also permissible. You want to be Mitzarev the two Oymidim, to create Oymid Meruba LaPoritz. Abo Vishani Hoche, but here it is different. The Yossi Avira Dai Gisa, Avira Dai Gisa Mevatale. Here the Gemara says, but you lost your second Oymid. Since the second oimid, in picture 131, on the right side there's a pirza of 10, on the left side there's a pirza of 2, so this is surrounded on both sides from avir that is greater than it. So memeila os avir mehagisa mehagisa mevatalos, he just lost this 1.5 now. So he lost this 1.5, so now we have a pirza of 13.5. That's pshat in the Gemara's teretz. And for the Gemara, b'shani hochidos, avira da'gisa v'avira da'gisa mevatalei. Let us see Rashi. V'amai matzres chalei listoim gimel ha'ameis ke'echad. Why do you have to be soisim? All the gimel ha'ameis ke'echad. Yase pas amo machzor. Make a amo machzor. Lepeya eitzel ha'koisel. Right near the koisel. The corner put an amo macht. V'yachik beiz amis. V'yasa pas amo macht zaitzol pesach godol. By the pesach godol. V'kivin de loy shoris lay bohochi. Rabbi Yudah said, bedavki you need 3 and 2. Mishum de porutz, so vayso is why, because the middle porutz, meruba lo oimdim shemikan, lo oimdim shemikan. That means the porutz in the middle is 2, each side is 1.5, Elim came to tzal from Yachad, unless you'll add up the two oimdim liyishneim rovim olof. So Memele, since he didn't say this eitzah, that means looking at the oimid each one bifnei atzmoi, see if poritz merubal oimid. If you'll be mitzaref, you'll unite the two oimdim, yev oimdim merubal aporitz. Shamine mino, so since Rav Yehuda did not say this eitzah, Midloy mitzaref es lohu oimid ala beruba laporz ben beis haruches kishetetzal vein loy havi oimid merube. So does not even din of oimid merube. As elazil gabi kol chad vechad v'nimtze poritz rabo olovo mevatloy nimtze pesach ochav miyesel. So the Gemara says no. This conclusion is wrong. Loy lamei melacha ba'alme. If this oimid, the second oimid, would not be situated between two pirzes, so then the halacha will be mitzdafim ha'oimdim levatel poritz hayechidi. So the oimdim, even though each one is only 1.5 amis, and the poritz is 2 amis, you could be mitzarev, so you have 3 oimed and 2 poritz. Aval hochios avira daigisa de beiz amis. Avira de pesach godol, mevatla lepas amo matzah shebineyem. So memele you, al salocha vasi avira, you lost the second pass of an amo matzah. Frag the Gemara, I have another eight. V'yarchik amo. Let's be marchik an amo. V'yase pas amo. Now we'll make a pas amo machze. So here we have already, oimet meruba laporz. V'yarchik amo. V'yase pas amo machze. Yeah, let us do that. That's picture... Did I skip a Gemara? I think I skipped a Gemara. Yes, I think I skipped a Gemara. V'yase, I'm sorry, I skipped a Gemara. V'yase pas amo. Let him make a pas amo. V'yachik amo. V'yase pas amo. V'yachik amo. V'yase pas amo. Frag the Gemara, let's make, this is picture 132. Make a pas amo. In a pirza amo, a pas amo, and a pirza amo, and then a pas amo. So what do we have over here? If you're telling me, a yesod that you can make even an oimed merube from shneitzdod. Novos, no, the pirza will takes away the last, the pirza takes away the last oimed. That's what you told me. Like the Gemara, but I have over here poritz ka'imet. I have over here poritz ka'imet. So let us do this. That was the Gemara's kasha. Shma mino. Oimed keporetz osa. That oimed keporetz is osa. Because if oimed keporetz would be mutter, so what it means, what does oimed keporetz is osa? So that means that the pirze, oimed keporetz is osa. So stamach, I mean oimed keporetz is osa, so you don't have a mechitz at all. You need oimed merubah la poretz. Stamach, I didn't know what's to talk. Oh, we'll see. Aymet keparetz is osa. Zuk te gemara lo'oilam aym alocha muta. Could be aymet keparetz is muta. Vishani hoche dos avira daigise daigise mevatalei. You'll also say osi avira maigise vaigise mevatalei. Let us see Rashi. Shema mino parutz koimet osa. Uplukte darav popa vavuna bereid rev Yeshui b'shili pirket. Vishamet miyochid, Rab Yehuda, kerabunis virulay. Lefikach kol amas porutz, oiseres, oimet she'etzlo. So each am of the porutz will be oiser the amet she'etzlo. V'nimtso she'ein kan stime. He says that the Gemara wanted to say that he holds porutz ki oimet is osa. So memelis, you don't have any steamer whatsoever, because kol ames poretz oiseres oimet she'etzlo. Here, be'emesin the Rishonim ask a kashe. The afilu you hold poretz ka'oimet is also, but here we're just going that you can be mitzaref the two oimdim. The Gemara said oimdim mishneit stodim. You can be mitzaref and make oimet merubah la poretz. The Gemara just said this now. You could make oimet merubah la poretz. So male, this was not a poritz ka'imet. This is oimet merubah la poritz. What is Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, "As a raya poritz ka'imet is osa. Was not a poritz ka'imet is osa. We have oimet merubah la poritz. We have three oimdim of each one is an ame and two pirtzes. So we have an oimet. We're going with the hemshech. Though we hold you could be mitzaref." We hold you could be mitzarev the oimed mishneit stodim to make oimed merubah la poretz. So memele, that's how we're going. So the Gemara says, if that is so, so let us make oimed and a poretz and an oimed and a poretz and an oimed. That was the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara said, as eiskishpat poretz ka oimed is osa. Afiliyot poritz kaimed is also, we're better off over here. We have aimed merubah la poritz. This is Rishonim Zakasha. So the Rishonim say, not like Rashi, the Rishonim say a beautiful cheshbon. The Rishonim say as follows. So you have aimed merubah la poritz. But what did we say before? We said before we also asked the kasha, we have aimed merubah la poritz in picture 131. So what did we say? We said that osi yavira mahagisa mevatale. So my mail is like this. If you hold porutz ka'imid is osa, so that means that the pirtz is bim ka'imoy. So if the pirtz has a shame pirtz bim ka'imoy, so then you'll say osi yavira mahagisa mevatale, so you lost the last oimid. So if you lost the last oimid, that's if you hold porutz ka'imid is osa. If you hold poritz ka'imed is mutas, you don't have a pilsa there. You don't have a pilsa there. So l'chayr, if you don't have a pilsa, so let us say, so then you have even aimed merubah la poritz. So the Gemara answers,
So the Gemara answers, Loyal Mei Melach Mutter, Vishani Hochad Osavira Dagisa Dagisa Mavatalei.
So what is the Gemara Machadish? Is the Gemara's Machadish a Moiridic Alomdus over here? That's me, the Rishash is Moiridus. That if Iliyot Poritz Ka'imid is Mutter, there's a tremendous difference between Poritz Ka'imid is Mutter and Oimid Meruba Ala Poritz. Oimid Meruba Ala Poritz means that the Pirze becomes a Stime. It's nicht doan ganzen. That's Oimid Meruba Ala Poritz. Poritz Ka'imid means, if it's good, it means you have Pirze and you have Oimid and the Pirze stellt nicht the Mechitz of the Oimid. But a Pirze it is. It's not it becomes Nistam. Poritz Ka'imid means you have Pirzes and Mechitzes and they live one next to the other and the Pirze does not stare the Mechitze. And I have enough Mechitze. But I do have a Pirze al Koponim. So the Gemara said, I'm married to Keteret. So it could be Poritz Ka'imid is Mutter. Not, doesn't have it in Oimid. It's Mutter. But over here, you will say, Osi Avire Mahaygise, Mahaygise Mevatalei. That is Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. So the Gemara's Mechadish, Afilu Poritz Ka'imid is Mutter, it has a Teres Pilze, and you'll say, Osi Avire Mahaygise, Mahaygise. So Trashi, Dahaygise Pesach Godel, Dahaygise Amas HaPoritz, Mevatalei Lamas Oimid, Sheitzel HaPesach. Frag the Gemara, but I have another answer yet. The Yachik Amo, the Yase, Pas Amo, Machze. So we have the Oimen Berubala Poritz. The Yachik Amo, the Yase, Pas Amo, Machze. And here you can't say Yase Avira because the Mele, the Oimed is Mevatel the Poritz. Everything becomes Oimed. So you can't say Yase Avira, Mahagise, Mahagise. So let it help. The Gemara and Achinami. You're right. You could do such a thing. Ain Achinami. The Kulei Haylet Ruchu Rabon. Zot Rashi. Zot Rashi. V'yachi kama mina keisel. V'yasa pas amo machza. Da hashtalei mitztarif avir amo im avir ha-pesach. Levatel amo um machza. To botelei. Because since you have Oimid Merube, so the Avir Amma becomes bottle to the Oimid. The bottle Avir Dizutaminei. Voche Avir Shapet Vei. So this will be better takish. Like they pilzish, they Amis Kaachas. If we could avoid, they could make smaller pilzes. We can make pilzes of an Amma and an Amma. So this would be better than making, the 3 and 2. So what's his Enoch Anami? Doche Shapet Vei. The Kulahai Layat Rechu. Let us see Taisvis. This was the first Beirish Rashi. My Yasa Pas Gimel Amis Yachat. Mash B'Shamak Shebo LaHokelolo. But the Gemara wants to say, why do you need 3 and 2? You can make Pas Amo Machze and then a Pirtz of 2. Why Mash Mochi Midishani LeKamon Kuli Hay Loyet Rechu Rabonim. It seems the Gemara did not ask. Why do you need 3? You can get away with 1.5. The Gemara asks you should be mahada with 1.5. Because the Gemara is teretz after all the kashas later chul rabona. Mashma shamak shalahachmir olobo. Can you say mashma shayikol akushis? Just like the last kasha was lahachmir. So all the kashas were lahachmir. Rashi is mafred. The last kasha was lahachmir. The other one is. Lakach nira the poch viyasa pasama mahta dochi odis tvei. Tach sheyesh. So the Gemara Taka wanted that Bedavke it should be like that. All the kashas were that this is better. The Gemara first answered that this is Tamsay not a good Eitze. And the last kasha, which was a good Eitze, so the Gemara answers, Enochanami, it's Taka good Bled Rechu Rabot. Frag the Gemara noch a kasha. The Leichush. What are you doing? You have over here a Pesach of 15 Amis. So what did you do? So you made 2 Amis, a Pirze, then you made 3 Amis, Oimid, and then you have another Pesach. And you're going to put the Lechi by the second Pesach. The Lechish frekte Gemore, Dilme Shovik Pischa Rabbe, Ba'ayil Be Pischa Zute. What guarantees that the Pischa Rabbe will be used. Let us look in picture 30. In picture 130, I mean. 1:30, you have a Pesach of 10 Amis, you have a Pesach of 4 Amis. And you have the Anoimid of 6 Amis. And you're going to put the Lechi, or you can put the Koira over the 10 Amis. So what assures you that the people are going to walk? So in order for the Koira to help, in order for the Lechi to help, it has to be situated be Pesach Shel HaMavui. Who says this will be the Pesach of the Mavui that will be used? Maybe the Pesach of the Mavui that will be used will be the 4 Amma opening. So Memele, if they're going to use the 4 Amma opening, so you put the Lechi and the Koira not on the Pesach Shel HaMavui. So why does it help? V'leichush. That's the Gemara's Kasha. What ensures you that this will be used? Vilme shavik pischa rabbe, va'ayil be pischa zute. Omar ravade bar masne chazoke, einode meniach pesach godol, v'nichnas be pesach kol. The person has an alternative. He could go through a 10 ame pesach, or go through a 4 ame pesach, he'll zicha choose the 10 ame pesach, it's more b'hachobedik, so memela there's nothing but to worry about. Frag de Gemore, umayishno mi de Rab Ami u de Rab Asi. So what is the kasha? Let us go back to Rab Ami and Rab Asi. Rab Ami and Rab Asi were, let's say, picture 27 on page 5. Now, picture 27 on page 5 is, let us just, we have here, there was a pirza min atzad. So here, the way he's making the picture is, if the pirza is pachas mi gimel, it is mutter. If the pirza is yes, is gimel, so you can't say lovut. So lemaise, so Ravami Ravasi says that it's possible. That you can't use this movie. Why? Because we're afraid that the people will go through Pirtze Beis, and they will not use any more, the Pesach, Betchilas HaMovi, will not become used anymore. So Memela, so comes out that the Koira is not on the Pesach that is being used. The Pesach that is being used is Pirtze Beis. So therefore they said, if it's Pochus Me Gimel, so you say Lovot, so it's not a Pesach. If it's Gimel or more, it assels. So Memela fragt the Gemara, but you're just telling me that the Das Pnei Yodam is Chazoke. You're telling me a Chazoke that Lo Shavik Inish Pischa Rabe VaAyil BePischa Zute. So Memela, so what? Why did Rav Ami and Rav Asi say Nitazay? And the Gemara Hosem Kama Mayit BeHiluche Hoche Loi Kama Mayit BeHiluche. Over there was speaking about the Pesach Minatzad. So there you could save time. Time is money. So memele, then kukmanisha, kleine psochem, greise psochem. If you have a shortcut, you can go through the side, it will take be, people will use the side entrance, and the front entrance will lose shimush. Masha Enkin, that is in picture 27. Masha Enkin in picture 130. Both are, it's not, you're not memayit bilucha, both are in the front of the movie. And the person has a choice either to use the big Pesach or the small Pesach, so zicha, go and use the big Pesach. Zot Rashi. Dil meshavik pischa rabbe, botel teus Pesach, nei botel lechi amesukim boiv nimza movi zeba loy tikon. Maishna mid rabasi, domri leel, ba movi shenifrat mitzidoi klape roishoi. Einoi mat, klape roishoi gimel, it's gimel tvochim, Einoi mati, it's not mutter. Vavo gav den pilze pchusa me yeser ames, oiseres bimovi, even though a pilze of more than 10 ames asses a movi, kosri leinu. They asked why? Mishem dilma aile venovki bair pilze. People will start using the side pilze, shloisha, or bottle kama mi pesach, and the outside one, the front one, the first one will be bottle mi pesach, or bottle tikune, so it's ois pesach, so it's ois koire. A koire is only matir if it's on a pesach that's functioning. That is on the side of the movie. And by using that pirtze, you save you save Hiluch. Avaloche b'roi shamovi, you b'loi memati b'iluch. Since here both are b'roi shamovi, so loike memait b'iluch. Tanan also, we learned in the Baraisa, we'll see, it's after the Kalim. Oir ha'aslo v'cholol shaloi, mitstalfim b'tefach. So here it has a type of a picture, I don't really know how good this picture is, it's sichet, because we're speaking about the oir ha'aslo, we'll see, is either, there's an oir, and there's a nekev in the middle, and then there's oir on both sides, but the way this picture was drawn, we'll see it's not the correct dimensions that the Gemara says. The Gemara, it seems that the nekev, which is in the middle, is surrounded by, we'll see later what the dimensions are. Okay. But al kaponim, let us first appreciate what the halach is. Oir ha'asla b'cholosh lo mitstafim b'tefach. That means you have here, let's look at 135, practical purposes. 135, we have over here a oil with a slit in it. That's the oil that's the oil and the cholol of the oil. Oil ha'asla v'cholol shaloi. And let us assume for 1 minute that the area of this oil, together with the cholol, with the slit, is exactly one tefach. Now, if it is one tefach, so the halacha is, in order to have a shame oil, the minimum shear of an oil has to be a tefach al tefach. It has to have the length of tefach and the width of tefach. And that is, b'emesin, the chiddush of this baraisa. The chiddush of the baraisa is, that even though we do not have an area of tefach al tefach of oir alone, the area of tefach al tefach comes about betziruf, the cholol plus the oir surrounding it, af al pikein, the cholol is mitzaref to the oir, and it's considered as if we have an oir of tefach al tefach. And Lamayn Afkemina, so we see a gruesome picture that underneath this oil there's a hand of a mace, and there's a keli. And the keli, the chiddush is that the keli will be mekabel tume, because even though it did not touch the hand of the mace, but since it is under an oil of a tefach, we say that the cholol is mitztarif to the oil. So we have over here now a tefach al tefach. Tefach al tefach is maybe it's a tumah, so it's maybe the tumah from the kezayis minameis to the keli, and the keli is mekabel tumah. That is the yesod of this baraisa. Nan osom, that's not nan, it's tanya. Oir ha'aslo, the oir of ha'aslo, becholol shaloi, and it's cholol mitstarfim b'tefach. You add them together and becomes a tefach. My oir ha'aslo, omar rabbe bar bachonam rabbi yechanan oir kisei shal beis ha'kisei. This oir was used as a kisui of a beis ha'kisei. Ha'aslo is a beis ha'kisei, and this is the oir kisui shal beis ha'kisei. V'kamo, What are the dimensions of the oyer together with the cholol? I mean, what are the ki also Rabdimi Omar? So Rabdimi said etzba'ayim mikan. You have two etzba'ayim on one side, etzba'ayim mikan, etzba'ayim revach be'emtza. So that means let's say we will look at this. We'll look at this oir ha'aslo. We will imagine that the whole thing is a tefach. So you have on one side etzba'ayim, on the other side etzba'ayim, in the middle you have also etzba'ayim. And then there's the halach, it's mitzvah. Ki also rovin, that was Rabdimi. Ki also rovin, omar etzba umachtza mikan. The etzba umachtza mikan.
Ve'etzba revach be'emza. He says different dimensions. An etzba machz, an etzba, and the revach is an etzba. Omalei abayil rabdimi mi pligisu, are you choylik an rovin? Omalei lo. There's no machloikis. We're saying the same thing. Ha be rav revoso, ha be zutrosa, v'loi pligi. So let us, we look at the picture over here. We have here, there's a goydel, which is the thumb. There's the zeres, which is the pinky. So lemais is as follows. There are four goydlim in a tefach, and there's six zarsim also in a tefach. So memele, so he says, ho bezutrese, ho berav revose. That means I said the shir. I said the shir of what? Etzbayim, etzbayim, etzbayim. We're speaking about a shir of six. So I'm speaking of the zutrese. So memele, so that's the cheshbon. He's speaking about gudlim. So gudlim, there are four gudlim. So therefore he said, etzba machza, etzba machza, the etzba. So you're not fighting the four gudlim. V'loi pligi. Omala, omalei, lai, no, pungfakel. That could be, you're speaking as abo, the ratio is a machloikis. Pligi, so, but there's still a machloikis. Uba'oimed meruba la porots mishtei ruchais polgiso. There's a machloikis between you and Robin, if you can be mitzaref, oimed meruba la porots mishtei ruchais. Lidi doch, according to you, havi oimed mishtei ruchais. So according to you, you have etzbayim, etzbayim, and etzbayim in the middle. So you have oimid mishtei ruches, and you're mitzaref the two oimid, to be mevatel, the cholo in the middle. So now you have kuloy oimid. Le Rovin disagrees with you. Meruach achas ava oimid. Mishtei ruches le havi oimid. Mishtei ruches ava oimid. So that's why he holds you need etzba machza, etzba machza, etzba. The isal kedai tach loy poligisu. If there's no machloikis, and just speaking about such fingers to such fingers, le Rovin hochi boy le lameima. So Rovin should say the same ratio like you. Etzba v'sholish mikan, etzba v'sholish mikan, etzba v'sholish chevach b'emtza. Ve'elo mai pligino. The ritual that was always given, this whole shiloh over here is in Emerson, both said over a member from Rabbi Yochanan. That's how the ritual says it. And Rav Dimi felt there was no personal machloikis between them. Maybe one heard differently, but not that there's a machloikis between them. He didn't realize it's a machloikis. Nabai was prodding him. You see the way it's being said over that there's a machloikis. So Kocher, that is the machloikis between you and him. The machloikis is if he mitzaref oimid mitzvei tzodim to make it oimid meruba ala poritz. So he says, afilu you say there is a machloikis, but not the way you say it. Bella my pliginon lididi hochi boy leila meima. If I hold the way my memory is, I hold oimid meruba lapots mishnei tzodim is also good. So I should have said better. Etzba shnei shlishim mikan, 1 2/3 on one side. Etzba shnei shlishim mikan. Etzba mishnei shlishim revach bemtza. Forget if you mitzaref to oimdim connected the parts of the chiddush is. That if you have a big porous in the middle, you mitzaref the two oimdim on both sides. Elaikel emeimed the pelginin. If there is a machloikis, but porous koimed pelginin. That means so that I hold porous koimed is good, and he holds you need oimed meruba la porous. Zot Rashi. Eira asel ke meforish. Eira osil beisa kisei shel sorin. Chlal hanekev sheboi mitztarev liyeis oimeid tefach sholem. The cholol of the nekev, that's mitztarev to make it a tefach sholem. Im yesh tachtav gezayis meisa keila metam and boil. The pochus mi tefach en oil. Disnan tefach al tefach brum tefach may be yesa tumen. Vekami yebe nekev sheibot leitza loimeid shesvivo. Im nachas perkat chesamin in tefach diyeraise dalet begoidel. There are four thumbs in a tefach. Chomesh be'etzpa. She is bezutrasi, berabrabosa, begoida bezutrasi, betspektanem. Lidi doch avoy mit ein bechem neim dem lavatlo cholat shi tzal fush neim lavatlom so korin ki yudai mit mrube mishnei tzodem am lavatlo lirom de no ketachol opoch es minechot hoim dem lehavoy mit litzav lavatlo poritz lidi di hochem I boi leila meimam lamin ketcholo yoysa al kol echot me yoim dem falloch litzav lirabi sob lavatlo aval hashtem ishim de poritz koi medu bachol chad vachad Ali Pogine Pots came at Pogine, the Lerom the Nocket Etspa Maximikan, the Etspa Revach Bem Tsam, Memait Lele Poritz, Moimit Shabetzadech, Lehavi Oimit, Onken Kolech Bech, Meruba La Poritz. So Memele, he ought to need Oimit Meruba La Poritz. And I hold Pots came at is good. Zog Taisva, Sera Aslo Vacholo Shalomit Starfen. Hainu, so Taisva says, That din, that you could be mitzparef, the cholo, to make a tefach al tefach, but the tume and the keli has to be under the oir, not underneath the cholo. Hainuk she tume va keli tachas ha'oir. Kedemrinim per kama de suke, aruba bebayis. If you have an aruba bebayis, let us look at picture 137. You have an aruba bebayis, you have a hole in the roof, Ubo Peseach Tefach, and it's a Peseach Tefach, and who, even if it's not a Peseach Tefach, and again, no, Tumma Bebayis, and if you have a Tumma Bebayis, so the Tumma spreads around, connected the whole Dach. Abo Mashe connected the Aruba, if you'll have a Keli underneath the Aruba, the Tumma will not go over the Aruba, will not hover over the Aruba, because there's no oil over there. Mashe connected the Aruba Toya. In the same vein, tume neged aruba, if there's the tume can neged the whole, kol abayis kulei toil. Umikol mokim, so Mamel Zotaisis says, you see that a whole never gets a shame oil. And the mafoshim and mabayir to mabu over there, for the ruba will be less than a peseh tefer, it's also the same thing. So what is pshat, that you mitstaref the whole to the oil? Mikol mokim mitstaref ha'avil. It's mitzaref. That means even though you can't use it v'poil for an oil, it's mitzaref to make a shir oil. K'moy avir suke, the mitzarefin. Avir suke is mitzaref. You can make a shir zayin or zayin, even though you have avir poches megim. Aber vein yishen im tachtot. But it does not, it only has a din tzichuch to be marsha the rest. But it doesn't have a din tzichuch leishev tachtot. So memele, so the same thing over here. This cholol is mitzaref to give the oyer a shein tefach al tefach, but it is not mitzaref. But it doesn't have it's not a noel b'sneiatzmai. Period. The tais v'svein lachshev ha'aver kesosam itam lovut. I let it be sosam al lovut, and then fillul the tumas tachta will also be good. Ilse gemir lagabit tumas amrin lovut. Tais is oichad you would say lovut lahachmen. No tais says lagabit lovut you don't say that. Lochina mikoma besomach, it's by mikan, viamat lova tagi, vimashu mikan, vimashu mikan. It's by mishnei shlishi revach beemtza, leshach boira asla shuhukli osi avire tahai gise va avire da alma mavatalei. Let us say this lumdus of osi avire da hai gise. It's ba'ayim u'shnei shlishi revach be'emtza. The Gemara said, if you say, oimid v'ruba al-apor, it's all the help. So Taisva says, you don't say, osavir da'agisa, v'avir da'alma mavatalei, elo b'mechitzeis kevue, k'delel l'kama b'pirken, gabi makifin b'chavol.